theatrical to on-demand so quickly?
Well, I mean, as most of you know, I've never had an issue with simultaneous all formats all the time releasing. This just turned out to be a really fortuitous set of circumstances because IFC was looking to sort of jump up a little bit and be more aggressive about this. You know, we all met in Toronto. Chase still hadn't found a domestic distributor. I had lots of interesting ideas about how it should be released. And everything it happened very quickly, and everybody just saw a great opportunity. What will be interesting for us is the is another unusual but fortunate development, which is the roadshow being out in theaters and being available only in theaters while Part 1 and Part 2 are on demand. So we have this kind of lucky circumstance where people can kind of decide which version they want to experience. I mean, the roadshow is now in 9 cities? 11?
9 right now.
Okay. And we're going to be slowly, you know, rolling that out into other markets where we think we can be successful. But in the meantime, you know, people who don't have 5 hours to blow can click through their on-demand menu and find it that way. So for us, when you don't have a lot of cash to throw out into the marketplace in a sort of traditional way, and yet people have heard about the film, they've seen the press on it, and they don't live in a town, perhaps, that has an art house theater, you know, because of this, you know, because of working this way, you know, it's very difficult for us to get into chain cinemas. We're sort of blocked from that opportunity. So it's great for somebody who doesn't live in a metropolitan area who's been reading about the film and they want to see it. You know, now they can see it. So it's, for me, it's a great situation.
I wonder, from the perspective of the filmmaker and also from the producer's point of view and those who are financing films, to what extent this requires a sort of change in thinking in terms of the way you expect revenue to be generated by a movie, because it's coming in different ways from different places. Is there a learning curve? Is there an adjustment that has to be made as a filmmaker when you think about adapting to a different model or exploring a different model?
Not to me. I'm a big fan of a dollar is a dollar,
right.
And I would love to see the sort of financial structure of the business change to reflect that. I think for a lot of filmmakers, the bigger issue is the having to let go to some extent of the fantasy of having your movie in a lot of theaters. It's just very, very difficult now, if you're an independent filmmaker, to bust out in a way that's going to result in your movie being in theaters all over the country. It's just getting more and more difficult to do. Luckily for me, I think cinema is a language and a way of seeing things, and I've seen commercials that have it, and I've seen Oscar-winning movies that don't. So I'm not particular about where somebody sees something that I've done, but a lot of filmmakers don't feel that way.